Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 217. Salem's Lot. Released on Max. Released September. No. That's at Beyond Fest. October 3rd, 2024. Just in time for your Halloween chills and thrills.
Yeah.
All right. Pay for the whole pumpkin, but you'll only need the seeds. Okay. Salem's Lot, directed by Gary Dauberman. Helped write the Conjuring series, Annabelle, It, and It Chapter 2. Directed one of those as his debut. What was it? Made his directorial debut with Annabelle Comes Home. Okay. I never really watched the Annabelle
movies. Didn't watch any of those movies.
This is produced by James Wan.
Nice.
You know, he's got his fingers in all the little scaries. James Wan. and the little Aquamans.
Yep, the Aquamans and the scaries.
Mm-hmm. So, based on the second novel by Stephen King, it was released in 1975. Lewis Pullman, Mackenzie Lay, Alfred Woodard, John Benjamin Hickey. It's the first feature film adaptation of this book. There have been two miniseries versions. You know, the old Stephen King used to do the miniseries thing in 79 and 2004. I've never seen either of them.
I've seen the 79. The reason why I was kind of interested in this is because we grew up watching Salem's Lot, that 79 version. We watched that quite a bit growing up. It was one of the we watched a lot of horror films as a family. I know that sounds weird, but we always picked the kind of cheesier ones that we can kind of laugh at it as a family. And, you know, that wasn't really scary. Salem's Lot was one of those where it's just kind of like a cheesy made for TV movie. Kind of like the was it 90s Shining? I think it was in the 90s. Kind of a similar thing.
Yeah.
Really that scary, but.
With the guy from Wings.
Yeah. Danny.
Danny
boy.
Man, he's doing a way better job than Nicholson did. Everyone on set just pumping him up. You think it's good? Oh better. It's better. Danny.
Oh my god.
I just feel stupid. No, it looks great. It's gonna be great. and the 2004 woman, Rob Lowe. I just seen stills that looked kind of interesting, and Rob Lowe looks all, I don't know.
He looks,
yeah, Rob Lowe-ish. You know, he's got the longer hair in it. Yeah. So I'm coming in this fresh. I don't know anything about this. This was one of the ones, I think when Warner Brothers, would they just get bought out or something? Or had a leadership change a while back that mixed up everything?
Yeah.
You know, kind of changed around the DCU and all that, and this was gonna be in theaters, but they pulled it from their slate, and now I see why.
Yeah,
for the best, I think. So, what the hell was that guy's name? The writer, Ben Mears, returns to his childhood home of Jerusalem's Lot, in search of inspiration. Only to discover his hometown is being preyed upon by a bloodthirsty vampire.
Oh my god.
That's about as deep as the plot is. Comes back, meets a girl. Hey, you like that book? Nah, I'm deciding if I'm going to finish this shitty book. You know what I mean? And then she looks on the back of the book. Oh, son of a bitch, it's him. But I like him. But I think I like him. Yeah, then I can't remember much about this shit. It just kind of just whipped through. This guy's back in his hometown. He moved when he was 9. Meets this girl. There's a kind of another subplot or character arc of the kid.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Black,
yeah,
Mark, the little black kid that gets beat up and then beats up the bully. And has two little friends, and then there's also this other scene where a delivery truck? So I need you to deliver this box.
Oh
to this
yeah,
house.
That's how the movie opens. Yeah.
To this house. Don't I don't know. Don't open it. Don't fucking look. Don't even look at it. Just put it in the house, okay?
Well, now I kind of want to
And
look at it. When you give me all these rules,
yeah.
I kind of want to peek.
Yeah. And they drop it, and a corner of it breaks, and some dirt comes out. Why would there be dirt in the crate? I don't want to know, man. Don't ask questions. Don't even look at the dirt, man. And I don't remember if the vampire gets out right then and kills them. I don't
No,
remember.
they get out of there. But we see like
And
a
it.
glimpse of it, but that's about it.
What's that house called? It's a
Oh
fucking.
yeah, the Merrick House or something. Merritt House?
Yeah,
Yeah,
the.
something like that.
Something like that. It's obviously got some scary background to it that they don't tell us about. Because, like, that one guy's like, yeah. And Mears is like, yeah, I saw the barrack house or whatever the fuck it's called was sold. And he's like, yeah. Shows how good of a salesman I am, huh? That thing was sitting on the market for 40 years. I finally sold it. And so, we don't know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it's connected to the vampire because the vampire was just delivered to it. So it's got some other shit going on. I don't know, man. I don't even remember when weird shit started to happen. It just happened so fast and no one really questions much about it.
Yeah, I think it's the little boy is what kind of sets things off. That one, the what do they call it? The familiar? So I forget what the vampire's name is, but his familiar kidnaps one of the boys in the woods, and then that kind of snowballs, and they start just grabbing people at random. And that's for a lot of this movie, it's just people just getting picked off and turned. Yeah, it all just kind of melds together.
Yeah, like the vampire familiar, the cheap ass Nosferatu
Yeah.
needs
This guy.
it needs a sacrifice to start for some reason. Can't just start killing yet, I guess. So there's like a caretaker at the house. Yes, I will serve you, master. And pulls up to those two kids or the Mark's friends, two little white boys. Pulls up to him. Do you fellas need a ride home? Perhaps I could give you a ride to whence you are traveling or some shit. They just stare at him for a long time. No, I don't think
We'll
so.
take
No thanks. Yeah,
the
so they make a beeline into the woods instead of walking down the road next to the car, and one of the kids, bye.
woods.
Wait. And then they're walking through the woods, and I think we established earlier that one of them is scared of the dark. And he, what he, would he get a harmonica that
Harmonica,
Mark gave
yeah.
him? Or some, this will help you in the dark, I guess.
Like, yeah,
I
a
thought
flashlight would maybe be
flashlight
better,
might be
yeah.
better. I thought it was a flashlight. He's unwrapping it. It's a fucking harmonica.
Was gonna
And
turn
they're
to Bob
walking.
Dylan and fucking be all right. God damn
Got me searching for a vampire in
it.
the woods. And the blood will run down your fingertips.
Guess I'm ready.
Nosferatu will on your soul. Anyway, Salem's Lot, you know the
Oh, God.
So the cinematography is pretty nice in this. There's a lot of
Yeah.
cool looking shots, but the fucking movie just blows. They're walking through a forest, and you know they got the cool bluish moonlight coming towards the camera with the
Yeah.
shadows of the trees and the d silhouettes of the boys walking through. That's kind of cool looking. And then you hear, "What are you doing? I'm playing my harmonica."
Scared, God damn it.
I knew you were scared. Oh, I'm not scared. I just like small wind instruments. Yeah, they're walking, and then we see the silhouette of the creepy caretaker behind them. They never hear him coming up, crinkling all the damn leaves. And then he just grabs the kid from behind, and all of a sudden has disappeared. And then the other kid, "Oh, where'd you go, Billy?" Can't find him. Yeah, then we see him bringing him to the house, putting him down. I brought you the sacrifice, that you asked for. And then, yeah, he comes out and kills him or eats him or something. But So he just needed to eat someone. It's just, I just, the first one gets me going, really gets my appetite roaring. But the first one isn't technically a meal, it's a sacrifice before the meals.
Yeah.
So, and then they don't show much, but I think they show blood splatter on the
Yeah,
caretaker's face or
cut
something.
away, yeah.
So that starts it. Then we get like the, what the hell is she, the black lady doctor? She's a doctor?
Yeah, doctor, yeah.
Right? Because the kid shows up, and then they take him to the hospital, and oh, he has this rare disorder. I can't remember what they called it, but he can't create enough red blood cells. He's losing blood. He should be at 90. He's at 40. And no matter how many transfusions we give him, it just won't go up. It's because he needs to eat it. So I think his mom's sitting there with him. I don't remember why she.
I think he's like touching and he's like mumbling and she's like, "What is it,
Oh,
boy?
thirsty,
What do you need,
thirsty.
boy?" Yeah.
Thirst! Bring me some water, the boy's thirsty! And then he grabs the IV bag. No, this kind of thirst.
Yeah, I
Ah!
love the B movie, the push in when she's screaming. I was like that, I like that.
They should have pulled up the card right there. Salem's Lot.
Yeah.
So that's our beginning. And I don't remember what the fuck happens to that kid.
I think at one point, I actually think the kid you're talking about is the second one that didn't get captured because at one point that kid sees the original kid at his house with the seesaw outside, and then he gets taken. Yeah, he it is the second kid you're talking about because then he comes home and he's like, "Mom," and he's like standing over the bed and she's like, "What?" And he's like, "I feel sick." And then we get to the hospital with the IV stuff, and then
Okay.
I think that kid dies. And that moment when he's, because then there's a funeral for that kid, and then we move on to the fucking caretaker guy. When, oh yeah, the little boy comes out of the coffin and steals him, and then he shows up at the teacher's house. It's just like, yeah, this movie is so fucking random.
Yeah, and then we get the boy showing up to the other boy's house. Let me in. Hey, can I come in? Come on. It's like a Buffy floating by the window.
Yeah.
Hey, are you fucking flying? No. No,
No, I'm not letting you in.
man, invite me in. God. yeah, the fucking rules, man. I must be invited in.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not fucking rude, dude. I'm not an asshole. God dang. Garlic, crosses, all that stuff. And none of it's very interesting, and the vampires aren't very scary or interesting. They get glowing eyes.
Yeah, which they stole from Midnight Mass. Midnight Mass is, I have no qualms with calling that show a masterpiece. That's like one of my favorite thing. But yeah, they have glowing eyes in that movie too. I'm like, hey, that's Midnight Mass. And dude, the fucking jump of logic from that teacher, like he brings in that cemetery guy, and then he hears a scuffle, and then he goes outside, looks up at the window, and just kind of sees a couple feet go in. And then he just like vampire. That's his first thing. Goes because it gets his friends. Come over here. There's a vampire at my house. I was like, what? That
Help,
quite the jump in logic on that. I saw 2 feet.
I
I saw 2 feet in the window. Vampire. What?
Vampires. And everyone knows, and then he's like going over the common nonsense. Oh yeah, we gotta get some crosses. I gotta get some crosses in here. Yeah, then how does the little Mark kid kind of realize it? One of the kids shows up at his house,
Yeah,
right?
that's trying to get in. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
Trying to get in. I think they kill his parents, right? Or maybe that's later.
They kill his parents like towards the end of the movie because the priest
Yeah.
is there and the but and I think in that scene he actually does. This is one of those things where it's like the movie has rules and sometimes they use the rules, sometimes they don't because that kid outside the window tells him to let him in. Mark says no, and then he like puts him in a trance. Opens the window, the kid comes in, he's like backing up, and then he sees the cross and then shoots him out. But it's like, why didn't you? There's so many times in this movie where you could hypnotize,
What
people with
good is
the.
the having to be let in? I have to be let in, but you can hypnotize people to let you in. So, okay. Their eyes turn and their eyes turn white when they're hypnotized. Oh yeah, and then the after that, the Mark kid at does his own research, and he's got comic books. Ooh, my, where's my comics? Where's my comics? I knew these would come in handy, Mom. looking at them. Okay, so yeah, the garlic thing, the wood steak. Okay, I got some of those crosses. Yeah, I can make those. That's just two sticks. Holy water. Pff, there's a church down the road. That's an easy one. Oh, hypnotism. That's what he did to me. It's like everything's in the four panels of the comic. Oh, yeah. And then the writer, he's, I don't know, man. He's the main character, but he doesn't seem like he matters at all to any of this. I can't remember when he jumped on board with the vampire thing with the teacher. It's just so weird because in a span of 10 minutes, we're going from like the beginning of a zombie movie. You know, what's wrong? These people are getting sick, to just immediately both feet jumping in the pool of vampire, like, okay, vampires, boom, this town, it's vampired out, dude. I've heard it's vampired out, all of it. And it has to do with that house. For some, what, why? And then what they say, like, there's also some weird thing about, well, it's not the vampire, it's the town, bro. It's this town. What about the fucking town? Jerusalem's Lot. And where did its name Salem's Lot even come from? I don't know. Yeah, so then they just fucking all decide it's vampires, and they find out there's one main one. That was an interesting scene where he goes to like the new girlfriend's house. She's like, get him out of here, the mom. And then she's got a shotgun. She shoots the shit out of somebody. I don't remember who. Told me you'd be coming. And I've met a nice old caretaker. He said, I just have to watch the master during the daylight hours. It's going to be a great job. And so she's not turned, but she's working with him. They have to kill all the vampires. They decide that. And now there's a lot of them. And where are they all going during the day? No one's on the streets. They're all gone. There's got to be somewhere in town big enough to house all these vampires. And then he just immediately looks around. All the cars are gone. Huh. The drive-in
The
movie
drive,
theater.
yeah.
The drive-in movie theater. And then all the cars are there, but empty. Oh my God. Open up the trunk. Oh my God. And it's the girlfriend vampire. Oh my God,
Yeah,
they're
these aren't
not
just cars.
cars.
They're
They're coffins. Shit. And then the sun's going down, and so they all start waking up, but then slowly the shadows coming across
The field, yeah.
the field, the car lot, the movie theater lot. So they're waking up and all the trunks are popping. It's like trunks don't work like that in the 70s, bro. You can't open it from the inside. It don't got no safety latch in there. Yeah, then they're getting chased, and Mark is kind of in the light, and the writer gets tackled in the dark, and he's getting attacked by all the vampires. And then Mark notices, oh my God. Oh my God, the screen is making a shadow. He's behind the shadow. So he rams the fucking screen with a car, making the screen fall down, and then the screen falls down and more sunlight can pour over, and then they all burst into flames. I don't know. And then the girlfriend zombie is fighting him. He still refuses to kill her. I don't remember how or why, but he does. I think
Yeah, I
somebody
think he
else
just gives
does.
up. No, he definitely stabbed her. I think at one point he was like, all right, well, she's going down.
So much for that. These relationships never work out for me. Yeah, then I think the Nosferatu shows up there or something. And it's the only interesting looking one, but it's really not that interesting. Just, it's got a weird face and weird teeth. Yeah, then that's not a very epic battle at all
Yeah, that was
either.
pretty anticlimactic. He's like on top of this because the screen's down. He's on top of the screen punching his
Oh
way.
yeah, look at
And
no, look at
I
my.
don't even think we even see him on top. You just see hands coming down, and then Fucking homeboy Ryder just stabs him in the back and then stabs him in the heart, and that's the end of the movie. You're like, all right,
Yeah, like
I
a
guess
stake
that's
through the
it.
mouth too, like as he's looking through the hole, and then stake through his scary mouth, and he seems like that really hurts him. But I thought the stake only really mattered in the heart, but whatever. And then they get him in the heart. Yeah, and then that's that. I don't even remember the fucking what they do at the end.
Think they just drive off. They say something about starting this new somewhere. I don't know. Get a shotgun, little boy. Let's go somewhere else. But okay.
So yeah, this is a short episode because I don't know, man. Stephen King stuff is so hit and miss, mostly miss. Yet the books are pretty good. I don't know what the hell's going on with these adaptations.
Yeah, I feel
This
like
just
I know I'm like sucking at the teat of Mike Flanagan. I love Mike Flanagan. He seems to be the only one that kind of can turn his material into good work. So like Gerald's Game, Doctor Sleep, what else? There's got to be more. He's done a couple of them, but he's very good at that stuff. Yeah, it is very hit and miss. A lot of the earlier stuff is pretty like Carrie, Christine's pretty good, but yeah, there are some stinkers in there for sure. This is definitely one of them.
Yeah, it just feels like classic Stephen King. This week on TBS, Stephen King presents. It just seems like a mini series, and it's very obvious why it got taken away from their movie slate. Someone saw it, I was like, dude, god dang it, again. We keep trying.
There's some cool
And I
stuff.
heard.
I do like the fact that the crosses glow. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know why, but it's kind of a cool visual, like walking down a hallway and it's like glowing. It's like that's kind of cool. Never seen that before. That was kind of dope.
Yeah, even then, sometimes it doesn't work. Like I think the priest has a cross up to the Feratu main guy,
Oh,
and remember he just like I don't remember what he did. He just like he made it stop glowing, and then it broke. And he's like, oh, "How does it feel when your faith doesn't work?" Like, well, you can just stop the crosses too. You can make us let you in. what are we doing here? And vampires live forever, supposedly, but every movie I see, they do a lot of dying. A lot. So, even that's not real. Yeah, it just seemed like a 1990s made for TV miniseries, but with the gloss and sheen of a 2024 movie thrown over it. Like, it just looks nice, but God, it's stupid. Immediately buy into the vampires. You don't get any good lore about the vampires at all. The lore we get is, you move this crate. That's what we get. Yeah, the crate had dirt in it. Oh, goddamn. It's
It's a
Nosferatu.
weird decision that we're just gonna call it Nosferatu because I don't know what the fucking name. But it's like
It's what he is.
typically in these movies, Nosferatu would be the main vampire that you see going through the movie, taking people out, but the movie kind of doesn't do that. It's just like it just picks on civilians and they are kind of what's driving the movie. And Nosferatu is just kind of in the background for most of the runtime. It's just like, okay. So you can't even have like a main, I mean, they do have a main vampire with him, but he doesn't really do much. He just shows up when the plot needs him to, and it's like, ugh, wish it was just him.
Yeah, I like that one scene. It's in the trailer. Made me want to watch it. It looked creepy, but it was like the coolest looking scene in the whole movie. So nothing, the movie's not like this. But he runs out of the church, and she's like, "No, you can't. It's not safe."
Oh,
And then there's like fucking dozens of vampires on buildings and shit, all shadowy. And he tries to run back, and they're all chasing him. And then he just gets scooped up into the sky. But then he falls down. And he's on top of the vampire with a stake in his chest. Oh yeah. Just
Gets
killed this
off.
vampire in the sky. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that
It
reminds me
was
of like there's the sheriff that's kind of like doesn't want to do anything throughout the whole movie, and then they go to him like, "Hey, we need your help," and he's like, "No, I'm getting the fuck out of here." And the moment he drives away, I'm like, "Okay, we've seen, he's gonna come back in the third act. He's gonna have a change. He's gonna Han Solo this movie and come back." And no, when they go back to the church, I think one of them was like, "Where's the sheriff?" And then he just comes flying through the fucking window and just lands there dead. I'm like, "Okay, well, that was kind of a waste, but all right. Why even
Yeah.
do that?"
Yep, this was it's not enjoyable. Oh yeah, and I heard it was cut down from like 3.5 hours. Like, oh my God, what the heck
Jesus.
more would be in this?
It was long
More
enough at
use.
two. They could have easily trimmed this fucker down.
Yeah, I don't, there's just not many redeeming qualities about it, man. I don't even know if I would suggest people to watch this once. I mean, if you're really into Stephen King and you just want to, I'm curious with any Stephen King thing that comes out, so I needed to watch it once. So I guess it's worth one watch. I
Yeah,
doubt
especially
you're
if you've
going
read the
back to
book. I
this.
mean, I'm assuming
Yeah.
you haven't read it. I've never read it, so maybe if
No.
you've read the book, you may get some a little more enjoyment than we did. But yeah, without reading the book, there's not much here.
Yeah. It's on Max Extreme. I'm gonna say, man, it's like a 5.1.
Yeah, I was going
Just
5.2. We're basically the same. It's middle of the road. It's whatever.
yeah. I mean the title card and all the production stuff on Max is cooler than the movie. Like he's, oh cool man, look at that hand and shit. Salem's Lot. Hell yeah, dude. Let's check this out. Is that, what was that other one that's like Salem's Lot? The, oh, Pet Sematary. It's not like it, but I don't know. They always remind me of each other. Instead of vampires, it's pets. It's zombies.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I was like going between this one and apparently there's a Rosemary's Baby prequel on Paramount, and I was like, that could be interesting. So I was kind of like going back and forth whether I wanted to do Salem's Lot, but I was like, oh, Rosemary's Baby is so fucking good. I don't know if I wanted to watch it. So I was leaning towards Salem's Lot, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'll check out. I think it's called Apartment 7A. I
Called
don't know, but
Salem's Pregnancy.
yeah,
It's
a lot of weird
about her
shit.
making the baby. I'm about to watch this, boy. Yeah, that one was pretty good. That's like the old 70s one, right? With the chick who's just carrying Satan's spawn. Yeah, I've seen that. That's good. Yeah, 5.1, 5.2. Check it out, I guess, if you want to. It's more Stephen King stuff. He's like in a second renaissance. Like he had his thing in the 90s and now it's happening again. Lots of Stephen King shit. Pretty much after the success of It, I think. It's kind of
Oh yeah,
just
totally.
reignited everything. Yeah, 5.1, 5.2. It's okay. I was looking at some Metacritic data, and I think they're mostly aligned with us and audiences. So I think that's kind of the a 5 to a 6 is the highest you're going to see for it. But it's on Max now. Go stream it. We appreciate you coming by. Yeah, short episode because there wasn't much to talk about in this one. Go watch it and find out, my friends. Like and subscribe here on YouTube. We appreciate it. Also on Spotify and Apple Music. Wherever you get your podcast, man, we'll be there. We appreciate you coming by. And until that next V, so we always say, peace.
Peace.